On Saturday, a 39-year-old nurse tried to go to work at a retirement home in an upscale Wausau neighborhood. Police say her ex-boyfriend tried to force her into the trunk of his car, and when her co-workers intervened, he shot her twice with a shotgun. The man is in jail facing first-degree murder charges. For Jane Graham Jennings of the Women's Community, a local domestic violence shelter, it's another in a string of bewildering incidents.
It's absolutely heart-wrenching and catches us all by surprise and shock that another life has been taken in our community. People are calling and saying, what can I do? I don't understand. Why does this keep happening?
Marathon County in central Wisconsin is second only to Milwaukee County in the number of domestic homicides over the past 3 years, according to the Wisconsin Coalition Against Domestic Violence. And according to Graham Jennings, the latest shooting fits an all-too-familiar pattern.
What we're really talking about in domestic violence is power and control. And when someone terminates a relationship, the violent person feels they've lost all control. And there's often this idea that if I can't have you, no one can.
Graham Jennings admits that the problem won't be turned around immediately, and that ultimately it requires changes in attitudes on the part of abusers and society. She says the women's community is organizing a series of forums to continue the slow process of education and change. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.